VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
KVOE 848, good morning.
KVOE 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 3.
And joining us on the KVOE Sutherland studio line is American Legion Post 5 Commander Clay Childs. Lots of stuff happening with the Emporia American Legion and really the American Legion as a whole.
Clay, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm kind of waiting for March to make up its mind that it's spring.
Not the only one. You are not the only one. Well, one of the things that you wanted to talk about here involved the Legion reaching a major milestone, 105th birthday. That was celebrated the way it sounds here this week at the state level.
Yeah, I mean, you're only 1 year off, Chuck. It's 104.
It is 104. 104. Okay.
104 in one day today. The Legion celebrated 104 years yesterday, March 15th. It was founded originally in Paris, France, 104 years ago.
What has it meant for you to be involved in the American Legion here locally and now lead the local post?
Well, obviously, it's a long legacy, a long history of service that the American Legion has done, you know, being started right after World War One, and being instrumental in founding things, and as far as like the GI Bill support for the Veterans Administration, getting benefits. We've just spent a lot of those 104 years doing a lot of good things for our veterans and for our community. And I'm very proud to be involved with an organization that continues that legacy.
So what exactly is the mission of the Legion, Clay? Has that evolved over time?
It's pretty much stayed exactly on track as it has been. It supports Americanism. It supports the community. It supports veterans, and it supports children and youth, which speaks to a large portion of our community. Those are the four pillars of the American Legion, and those have been in existence pretty much since its founding, that those are the things that we as veterans want to be involved in.
Let me ask you here about membership here at the Emporia American Legion Post 5 here, Clay, and specifically, I know that it's kind of always incumbent upon veterans groups and service groups to bring in new members and obviously more, but specifically new members. Are you seeing more interest here from, say, local and area veterans in the American Legion Post 5, especially with some of the ongoing initiatives that are going with the VA?
Well, we're doing everything that we can. I mean, membership is so important. People tend to, kind of take it for granted, but these things like improvements at the VA and the GI Bill and things like that really don't happen unless our veterans are represented in Washington, D.C. And so it's a big difference depending on how many members an organization represents with how much power they have on Washington, D.C. to get attention. And so even if you can't be active in the Legion, your membership is absolutely vital to being one of the veterans that's being represented for these benefits. It is a struggle, you know. I don't know exactly all of the reasons, but it's a generational change where a lot of people aren't involved in community organizations as they used to be. We're trying everything we can to be a vital and involved part of the community that makes us an organization that you want to be involved with, that the city sees benefit in us being involved, and people see a benefit in being involved for the good things that we do.
All right, talking with Clay Childs, American Legion Post 5 Commander here on KVOE, our Newsmaker 3 segment. It is 8:52. Well, Clay, let's talk about applications for the Kansas Vietnam Service Medallion. What's going on there?
Absolutely. One of the things also that the state of Kansas has done, first of all, March 29th, is National Vietnam War Veterans Day. It's a day set aside to recognize those that served during the Vietnam era. We encourage everybody to fly their flags that day. It's a Wednesday. The Post will be having free hot dogs from 5:30 to 6:30 for Vietnam veterans. We're also collecting applications for the State of Kansas Vietnam Veteran Medallion. We'll collect those on March 29th at 6 o'clock. We'll get them together as a group, send them off to the state, have it come back from the state, and have a ceremony later for all those people that sent in the application. It's a medallion, again, that commemorates the service of anybody who served during that era, whether they were deployed to Vietnam, the war area, or not. So just your service during that time counts.
Why is that such an important deal now, Clay, to have that medallion and have this push now, given the war was, you know, 50 years ago?
Well, the medallion in particular from the state of Kansas, again, being a service era medallion, some people were in the military during that time, but because their services were needed elsewhere, did not deploy to Vietnam, but they were still serving their country elsewhere. They're eligible for this medallion during that time. Sometimes I think maybe they feel a little bit not recognized. You know, they were willing to go, but they were needed somewhere else. But certainly our Vietnam combat vets also, you know, they didn't get the welcome home that maybe they dreamed of when they came home. So it's never too late for us to give them a thank you and a welcome home. And I think it's admirable for the state of Kansas to give them offer them this recognition, as well as the events that we have going on the 29th ourselves.
All right, Clay, yeah, good information there to pass along. So how's bingo going out there at the Legion?
Well, yeah, bingo is going really well. We have a $1,000 jackpot going on right now, and that'll go one of these quick Thursdays at 7 o'clock. Right now, we're still planning on going ahead. The weather always makes it a little bit questionable, but I think it's going to hold off on freezing. There might be some stuff in the air, but hopefully just be a cold rain, and we'll be able to still have it tonight.
That's bingo tonight. Yeah, good.
Yeah, tonight at 7 o'clock. Early games start at 6. Brave the cold weather. Come on out and stay warm inside.
Hey, that sounds good.
I do want to mention briefly, you know, like I said, we just had the service medallion forms will be collected on the 29th to send off. Make sure you fly your flag. We'll have door prizes. A local veteran artist, Brooke Landreth from Mindful Arts, is going to be there painting live. She's going to finish her painting that'll be up for auction with a Vietnam theme. So got a lot of exciting things going on March 29th.
Yeah, you, right. Do. Yeah, you do.
Outstanding. Clay, for folks that want more information about the Legion and its work here locally, how do they get that?
Absolutely. The best way to get the information for events and more information on the Emporia Legion is to visit our website, emporialegion.org, or give a call out to the post at 342-1119.
Clay, thanks a lot. We appreciate it.
Hey, always appreciate you guys. Thank you for all you do.
Thanks, Clay. Clay Childs joining us with the American Legion Post 5. Don't forget that tomorrow, as we look at the schedule, we'll have an 8:05 newscast interview with Brittany Heinrichs talking about Project Playscape, which leads right into our monthly visit with Phil Taunton. What's in Outdoors around 8:20 tomorrow morning.
8:56. Good morning.
Hey, Kansas City Royals fans. Take a swing at the KVOE.com Royals All-Star Break webcom.